We'll bring you the July 11th, 2008 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is the rain report, available for transmission over amateur radio under a Creative Commons license. See therainreport.com for details. From my cottage in northeastern Pennsylvania, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Message handling has advanced many warp factors since the Morse code key. One challenge facing traffic handling networks today is interoperability, the ability for a system or product to work with other systems or products. The ARRL, American Radio Relay League, has adopted some recommendations for solving that issue. John Tipka, W8UL, is the National Traffic System, NTS, Section Traffic Manager for the 8th Area.
This is something that is coming out of the national traffic system. I want you to know that. We're not ramming anything down anybody's throat. This is a proposal to take advantage of people who can be using some free software to help us do our job. Let me give you a little background where this is all coming from. Amateur radio is trying to modernize to meet the requirements of our served agencies. And we in the NTS, NTSD, are trying to lead the way with respect to that. Back a number of years ago, the ARESCOM committee was formed to develop a comprehensive program to handle the emergency communications when the balloon goes up. That was finished 14, 15 months ago, and the proposal was made to ARRL. They accepted it. They approved the recommendations. As part of that, WinLink 2000 was approved as the network structure to accomplish the mission. The National Traffic System, the National Traffic System Digital, are those of us who handle the preponderance of the message traffic in the amateur radio system. I am the digital hub. I'm part of the National Traffic System Digital. I have the digital hub for the 8th region, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. I'm also a part of TCC, the Transcontinental Corps, and I work to relay traffic from one area, from let's say eastern area to the central area or to the Pacific area, and do that a couple of times a week. But that's essentially what NTSD is. NTS manual nets, NTSD digital automatic service. We're suggesting that we can augment all of that by using WinLink 2000. WinLink 2000 primarily uses the airmail software, which has been licensed essentially, let me if I can use that term, to the ARRL for the use of radio amateurs, as contrasted for essentially the same software that's called SailMail that's used on the high seas to get email traffic across the world. It uses the format that our served agency uses, primarily email, electronic mail. So everything that we do with respect to emergency communications, except when the overflow comes, is to handle it in the way that the served agencies do it and the way that we do it ourselves. It's essentially a free exchange of messages in email format across the WinLink 2000 network. This will allow the total interoperability of ARES, NTS, and NTSD. We're all working in the same layer, and it's the same layer that the military affiliate radio system is in also. And all of these government agencies are all in this same layer, so we take advantage of that. There's a lot of verbiage there. And all of this will be on my website. If you want to download this presentation, it will be there for you to do so. ARES is primarily a tactical voice operation and uses formal written text type messages, normally via packet radio or manually. NTSD, local and manual nets at the local net level section, goes on up to the region and into the area. WinLink 2000 ARES is a global email format allowing many things, multiple addresses, multiple copies, and also includes pictures and other type binary attachments to it. And then lastly, if we combine all of that WinLink 2000 with NTS and NTSD, and we're sharing this WinLink 2000 radio email layer, It enables everybody to talk to everybody else and provide a single team effort, and that's the key, a single team effort to achieve total served agency and public interoperability. What's needed for it? On the ARES side, there are primarily right now, and there's more software in the wings that's coming, but the easiest one to use is AirMail. And like I said, that one is free for amateur radio use. It uses the Windows operating system, Windows 95 and above. It can handle it traffic via the Telnet internet, VHF or UHF packet, or high-frequency PACTOR. Before I went to an automatic mailbox operation, I used AirMail exclusively with high-frequency PACTOR to bring traffic into the 8th region. Other software out there, and these are all a step up in capability, is PacLink, but that requires Windows 2000 or XP. There's some problems with Vista a bit, but it's written with the Microsoft .NET framework. The thing about it is that you can take all of this software and put it all on the same computer, and you're not going to impact the operation of one over the other. They can all run on the same computer using as many COM ports or USB ports as you have available.
You're listening to an excerpt from a 2008 Dayton Hamvention Forum featuring John Tipka, W8UL, the National Traffic Systems Section Traffic Manager for the 8th Area. We'll return to John's talk about the interoperability of the NTS in a moment. This is The RAIN Report, available as a download and podcast weekly from therainreport.com.
On the NTSD side, we have primarily two ways of handling our traffic in the digital mode. One is via AirMail, like ARES does. And the software that I use is the original WinLink software that was developed in 1986, 87, 88, 89. It works very, very well. I use it with Win98 second edition. It's stable, it's trouble-free, it'll run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year without a problem. And the thing about it is, I operate in the channels that the FCC has authorized for automatic operation. So it can run 24 hours a day, really with no intervention, just so somebody is there to monitor it. And I have a capability in my car today with the modem to go back remotely to query what's happening in that software. And you note that NTS and NTSD, we primarily handle text traffic only. The messaging methods that we have, normally full email format for ARES. When we go into the augmentation phase using the shared layer, the NTSD and NTS stations become the users of the same network as ARES, all of the served agencies, and everybody out there in the world. However, the software has built-in traps to keep out the spam and the other junk that you see on the normal public internet. The radiogram interface, it's easily handled by a batch file concept, which I'll get to in just a couple of minutes. And that will allow the direct transfer between ARL operations for origination, delivery, and the like for all of our public agencies. Message delivery normally via WinLink 2K is handled automatically. It's just addressed and it goes to a public address or to a winlink.org type address. In the emergency situation, when you have the simultaneous deployment of NTS, NTSD, and WinLink 2000 across, let's say, the United States or a large region of the country, it takes a little more to get things all coordinated and put together. This can be done via an augmentation of the stations that use AirMail or PacLink that are inside of an area that we call the last mile. And the last mile is that area, geographical area, that has become distressed because there is no radio communications, no telephone, email, anything of that nature in that particular area. And when you put a station in that area that can communicate with stations outside of that area. Then you get the capability for full email and text mail or text traffic into that distressed area. And that's exactly where we're coming from in the NTS and the NTSD. The last mile stations can use WinLink 2000 if necessary to easily and automatically transport national traffic system messages to NTSD for distribution. We in NTSD, we pick it up and we move it to the first, second, third, fourth, eighth region, or the 10th region, the 11th region, the 12th region, wherever it might be, the 6th, across the United States, and that's done automatically. At that point, then, we can become the replacement for that email service that's lost during that disaster. And by using this unique asset that we as amateur radio operators have, we can provide then for complete and total agency messaging interoperability under the incident command structure or the NIMS command strategies that are being advocated by FEMA. ARES, NTS, NTSD can relay both in email format and NTS text message format to any place in the country. And we can do this via the WinLink 2K network or radio all the way directly by the combined effort of stations that have high freq pactor. We get on 20 meters and we relay the traffic from Connecticut to the state of Washington or Oregon. Or we get on 20 meters with voice and do the same thing to move it into Texas or Kansas or wherever else it might need to go. I've detailed the techniques that can be used to move the traffic via radio all the way. This will be available for you to peruse if you choose to download it. If you'd like to do that, my website is www.oharts.org, Ohio Amateur Radio Traffic System.org, www.OscarHotelAlphaRomeoTangoSierra.OscarRomeoGolf.
You've just heard an excerpt from a 2008 Dayton Hamvention talk by John Tipka, W8UL, National Traffic Systems Section Traffic Manager for the 8th Area. The RAIN Report is copyright 1990 through 2008 RAIN, all rights reserved. Now for RAIN's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, bidding you very 73 from all of us at RAIN, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.